It's been a long, tense week for Venezuela, and it's ending with no clear resolution to the country's long political standoff. Just days ago, it seemed the crisis was at a breaking point. Tens of thousands of Venezuelans took to the streets on Tuesday after opposition leader Juan Guaido called for a popular and military uprising.
Now, we're asking all Venezuelans to take to the streets.
Guaido released a video where he was flanked by members of the Venezuelan military near an airbase in Caracas. The end seemed imminent for the government of President Nicolas Maduro. That afternoon, I spoke to Gustavo Mendoza, one of the protesters who was out on the streets of Caracas. He wasn't sure what would happen, but sounded hopeful.
It's a big sign that we saw military supporting Guaido today on the streets with guns. That, to me, is a very clear sign that something is happening.
Then the momentum seemed to change. The government declared the protests insignificant and a failed coup. Maduro himself went on TV, also flanked by members of the military, and he vowed to punish the protesters.
Hay que identificar a toda esa gente que disparó y irlos a buscar.
He said, we have to identify all the people who fired weapons and submit them to justice. Now it seems no one can say for sure which side in Venezuela has the upper hand, the government, backed by Cuba and Russia, or the U.S.-supported opposition. So we called Gustavo Mendoza today again to check in.
The general feeling of everyone here is confusion. The only way that we can get some information is via Twitter and Instagram mostly, social media. You feel a lot of frustration all the time, but I guess it's what it is. I mean, when you go out in the street, for example, today, everything is kind of back to normal. I mean, people on the streets are going to work and doing their stuff, and I mean, you don't see anything.
But do you think that there is movement, even if it's inch by inch, towards some sort of resolution to this crisis?
For sure, there is something going on. I mean, Juan Guaido is all over the place doing meetings and public meetings also. The thing is that he always speaks about the plan and what we are supposed to do, which is resist and stay on the streets and stuff like that, but they don't go into details. So we are not certain of what is going on, but we know for sure that it's something that's going on right now, especially with the military. It's a lot of confusion. We are not certain about anything unless you are inside.
How are you feeling? I mean, personally, how's your mood?
It's kind of like a roller coaster of emotions. One day you wake up with Leopoldo López on the streets and you feel like relief because something is happening finally, but then it just vanishes because nothing happens. So you feel down again. And it's very hard, emotionally speaking, to stay up. But it's kind of like what we have to do. We have to resist because otherwise we lose. When we quit, when we give up, we lose.
As you know, several million Venezuelans have left the country. Are you considering leaving?
I already left and I came back. I was 5 years out of Venezuela. I was studying in Argentina and I came back in 2017. Which was like a very hard year with protests and stuff. There was like 4 months in a row of protests in the street. And we believed that we were going to achieve our freedom finally. And that didn't happen. But still, I believe that if we don't do this, I mean, if we don't fight here, we lose. And I'm not willing to give up. So I guess I'm going to stay here.
Do you find yourself having to convince your friends or family to hang in and keep protesting and...
Yeah. Yes. I mean, half and half. Some friends are willing to go out no matter what, and some are very disappointed at Juan Guaido because he haven't kicked Maduro out. They kind of like think that this is already lost, and it's hard because we need them to participate also. You have to keep on going, keep on trying. Every day is an everyday stuff.
Gustavo Mendoza is an independent photographer in Caracas. He's been speaking to us from the streets of the city, and we've been checking in with him periodically this week. Thanks a lot, Gustavo.
Goodbye. Okay. Thank you.